in big ways that are going to hit everybody in the country. For instance, the House version was going to eliminate the deductions for state and local taxes, but it would give all of us the ability to deduct our property taxes up to $10,000. There'd be a cap of $10,000. In the Senate version, they totally repeal the state and local tax deductions. So there's no deduction for your auto excise tax. There's no deduction for your property tax up to $10,000. And one other big change. The House version had 4 tax brackets. The Senate version has 7 tax brackets. And I can get into that if you want to know what those are.
How are the markets reacting to some of these changes? Because I know we've had a couple of down days recently. Is this one of those things, kind of like healthcare, where you were talking about us before, where it was kind of already purchased in, you know, one of those things?
Yeah. This is so what's already baked into the market is the fact that tax reform will pass. But when investors and essentially Wall Street are looking at tax reform, they're looking at the 20% corporate tax rate. So the House plan gets us to the 20% corporate tax rate from 35% where we are now immediately. The Senate plan will delay it for 1 year. Wall Street did not like that.
So taking out things like the property tax, is that big enough to have an effect on ultimate passage?
It depends how you look at this. Yes. The simple answer is yes, because Susan Collins, she is the senator from Maine. She's upset that some of her constituents in Maine, not a wealthy state, by the way, my mom lives in Portland, so there you go, but Maine is going to lose the ability to deduct the auto excise tax, and Collins told me she's upset about that. So she's going to fight to restore some of those deductions. But they can only lose 2 votes in the Senate. Where they're going to face problems is actually in the House, because you have Republican members of the House of Representatives who are from high-tax states like New York, like New Jersey, Pennsylvania, California. They're going to fight this total repeal of the deduction for state and local taxes. So there are 2 bridges to cross. They can't lose more than 2 votes in the Senate, and they got to convince the House to accept the Senate deal at some point as we move forward.
Adam, I know there's Senator Hatch is saying estimates show his bill, the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, could save a family of 4 up to $1,500 a year. I can't imagine there's a whole lot of Americans who say, no, we don't want to save $1,500 a year.
Yeah, that's it in a nutshell, right? I mean, they're attempting to give the middle class some tax relief here, but they're attempting to give corporate America some gigantic tax relief here. So they're going to be winners and losers in any plan that you've got. The question is, what happens to all of us in the middle class, say, 5 to 10 years out? There was an analysis by it was the CBO and the Joint Committee on Taxation, which showed that in 10 years, something like, I think it was 25% of all of us would see our taxes actually go back up, because there are expirations for certain deductions that they're putting into the new tax code, like the child tax credit. So they're going to have to fix those things, or they're going to have an angry middle class in a couple of years.
So it's only for a little while, and then it comes right back?
Some of it. Look, these bills, it's kind of like that old electric company song, one of these things is not like the other. I mean, and trying to understand them sometimes, the language can make your eyes cross. But at the end of the day, just remember, the Senate bill is 7 tax brackets. They didn't give us the complete income breakdown for those. The House bill is 4 brackets. They're going to have to reconcile all of this. And if you're going to bet on it, bet on the Senate.
Okay. All right, Adam. Thank you, as always. Fox Business anchor Adam Shapiro on the In-Depth at 15:45.